skull that was as crusty as the bread he'd just consumed. Leaving the small wooden hut that doubled as the office and staff room, he began the walk towards the hill. The heat from the sun felt good on his face. It was a shame it didn't warm the chill that had formed around his heart at the thought of what he was about to do next. He let out a sigh. He'd never known anyone have their grave exhumed. It was unheard of, especially around here. It was the kind of thing that happened on television, not a quiet cemetery in the middle of the Lake District. Still, it made for an interesting afternoon for him. It was going to be fascinating watching those crime scene investigators working around the burial site and taking photos of everything that was happening. There was already a small welcoming committee standing around the grave waiting for him, and he felt a twinge of guilt for thinking about his belly and holding things up. One of the guys wearing a black fleece jacket with CSI emblazoned across the back of it was still faffing around with the camera around his neck, so this made him feel better. Barry nodded at Jason, who tapped his watch and rolled his eyes at him. Normally he'd have told him to bugger off, but it didn't seem right today, not in front of these police people. It might sound disrespectful, and that wasn't him. He had the utmost respect for the people he buried and for their families, always polite and ready to answer any questions they may have for him. Lifting his hand, he waved at Jason, who climbed into the cab of the digger. Jason was better at operating the machine than he was. Barry preferred digging with a spade. Harder work, but so much more precise. The guy in the black fleece photographed the mound of soil they were all gathered around. Florence Wright, the woman in the grave, had only been buried 8 weeks ago, so the soil hadn't been levelled. She didn't even have a headstone yet. Barry gave the signal and Jason brought the heavy arm of the digger down and began to scoop up buckets of soil, depositing them into another pile on the overgrown grave next door. Good job that family only visited once a year. He wouldn't like to see his gran's final resting place being made a mess of like this. After a few minutes, Barry saw a glimpse of wood through the soil and waved his hands, shouting, Whoa, lad! The arm of the digger stopped mid-air, and a hushed silence fell around them as everyone gathered around to look down into the grave. Barry glanced down, then stepped back. They were lucky this was a fresh one. The coffin was relatively new, so would be in good condition. He wasn't too sure about the body inside it. He didn't like to give much thought to what lay inside the holes he'd dug once the coffins were down there. It freaked him out. When he'd first started working here, he'd had terrible nightmares which woke him in the night. Eventually, his wife had dragged him to the doctor's for some sleeping tablets, told him she couldn't take the tossing and turning on her nights off work. He'd done as he was told, got his pills, and took them every night, suppressing his dreams about being buried alive in one of the graves he'd dug, unable to claw his way out. What now? The voice in his ear startled him. He stared at the woman with the camera, wondering if she was addressing him or asking a general question. He certainly didn't know what now. Jason had jumped out of the cab. It was him who answered.
Well, someone is going to have to get down in that hole, clear the rest of the soil and put the straps around the coffin. Seeing as how I've used up all my skill in getting the soil out without breaking the coffin in half, it looks as if that's a job for you, Barry lad.
Barry stared at him in horror. He wasn't about to jump down into someone's grave. Sleeping tablets or not, that was going to give him nightmares for sure. Jason stood opposite him with his arms crossed, staring at him. Barry realized that the CSI team had stopped what they were doing and were also staring at him. Shaking his head, he muttered, "Christ's sake," and jumped down into the grave, holding out his hand for Jason to pass him the spade. Once he had cleared the rest of the soil around the coffin, Jason passed him the straps to secure around it, then helped him back out of the hole. He hadn't realized how much he'd been sweating. His forehead was damp with beads of perspiration and his hair wet. All he could smell was the earthy, coppery smell from the soil, tinged with an underlying